The view in downtown Cadiz, Kentucky is dotted with several cement pigs that are part of the city's annual Country Ham Festival. Each one is painted differently to reflect the establishment that it stands in front of, and Gracie the police pig in front of the Cadiz Police Department is no exception. It has a painted-on badge, a walkie-talkie, a taser, but it will need a touch-up to reflect the current look of the CPD. That's because their 9 officers now wear state-of-the-art body cameras.
When they have contact with the public, all they have to do is turn on their camera, and it makes a beep. It gives a double beep when it's actually come on, and it's recording right now as we speak. And then when they're ready to turn it off, all they have to do is push the button and hold it for a few seconds, and it turns off.
That's CPD Major Duncan Wiggins. He says that CPD used sports cameras before receiving the new Taser brand cameras. And Wiggins himself paid for his own body camera before the city provided them to the entire department.
They have a wider view. They also are a low-lux camera, which doesn't mean that they can see at night, but they see much like what the human eye sees. So if a person's using a flashlight, it picks up really well. Also, the audio is impeccable.
Video from the new cameras has not yet been presented in court as evidence, but video from the older cameras was once used to prove that a man was subdued while trying to commit suicide by cop.
Those kind of situations are crucial as far as documentation goes, especially recordings, because if that had been a police officer shooting situation, we would have been able to see the appropriate actions by the officers. And essentially what we got to see was 2 officers saving a man's life.
CPD Public Information Officer Scott Brown says he's a fan because the cameras protect the citizens as well as the officers that wear them.
In this day and age, the gotcha mentality that people have of trying to catch people doing wrong, a lot of people want to come in and complain on police officers, and These body cameras allow us to kind of protect ourselves.
The cameras are durable, but the technology behind them is ever evolving. Wiggins speculates on the future of police cameras, which he thinks will include more integration.
You're going to see more GPS being used for incidences to ensure that accurate location is found of different situations. I think what you're also going to see is you're going to see live video. You're going to be able to see a system that's going to allow, say, a dispatcher to watch what the officer's going through.
It costs the city about $4,500 to outfit the police department with cameras and purchase the server that stores the video. To some law enforcement agencies, that cost is prohibitive. Some individual officers buy their own cameras, but Kentucky State Police troopers can't. Everything they wear is dictated by Frankfort, and a sweeping policy change would have to take effect for troopers to be able to wear them. I'm John Knoll in Murray.